they have shiny leaves, and you know, they get mm-hmm. quite large. But they have to be taken care of. You have to cut out the mistletoe.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, there's some mistletoe in there now. And one lady in the valley that was a very ardent Audubon bird watcher,
mm-hmm.
Her place was like a jungle. And you never cut down a dead tree because that's what the birds like.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to have songbirds using your place, then you leave your dead trees like me. You're on a ditch bank. There's that close tree there that has very high dead limbs, and I have mm-hmm. seen eagles and hawks and all sorts of transient
wow.
birds using that for their lookout.
Mm.
So.
So your telephone pole.
Yeah.
What are those low-lying plants that are really big in?
Shrubs.
Mm-hmm. What
hedges.
Kinds of shrubs do you have?
Euonymus. Well, I don't have any in this place, but arborvita and euonymus, and then this small cedar-type shrub is what's grown around here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The some types of cactus in El Paso that you know?
Oh yeah. Well, there's cholla and yucca and the spiny leaf cactus.
Mm-hmm.
For a while my father experimented with spineless cactus as cattle feed.
Yeah.
But,
it didn't work.
Yeah, the cows would eat it, you know.
Yeah.
Trouble was it had little tiny short spines.
Yeah.
Didn't bother the cows, but boy, it'd play hob with you.
Yeah.
With your fingers if you tried to handle it.
What are the things that come up in your garden that you really don't want them to grow there? You pull them up?
The weeds.
What are those things that grow up the side of a house?
Vines.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any kinds of special vines or creeping brush that we have here?
Well, there's a lot of honeysuckle. It can be either ground cover or vine, and tropic vine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have one star jasmine out there. I hope it lives.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah.
They smell good.
Smell good.
Are there any local streams around that you know?
Streams?
Yeah.
Besides the Rio Grande? Are you kidding? No, there aren't.
That's what I figured. I'm just someday expecting somebody to tell me there's some dry stream bed that I didn't know about.
Oh, well, there are arroyos. Mm-hmm. And when you have a hard rain, you better stay clear of the arroyos.
Mm-hmm. But they don't have names, not like in Tucson where there's all these dry riverbeds that have names. What about a little stream that's in a mountain? What would you call that?
A brook?
Mm-hmm. Are there other names for that?
Yeah. Rivulet, rill, brook, stream. That's all I can think of.
Something a little bigger.
Bigger than a brook?
Yeah.
Ruidoso. Noisy river.
Okay. Let's see. A place where there's lots of grass and flowers.